than these. Peter, do you have a love that I'm so precious to you that you're willing to sacrifice your life for me? Peter, do you recognize what this means when I ask you if you have this agape kind of love? And Peter knows he doesn't have that agape kind of love right now. He knows that he wants it in his heart. But right now he remembers that he has denied Jesus and he can't say that. So his response to Jesus is phileo. Yes, Jesus, I have a friendly feeling towards you. Ah, there's a big difference between having a friendly feeling or an emotional fondness to someone, or to saying, you're precious enough to me that I would even sacrifice my life for you. Peter can't say that at this point. But he says, yes, Lord, you know that I phileo you. You know that I have a friendly feeling towards you. And then Jesus said, feed my lambs. Feed the impressionable ones, the young ones, those who need guidance in their lives so they may grow up to be committed people to Jesus Christ. Peter had denied Jesus three times. And here Jesus comes to Peter three times in a public way. In a public way. And I think he wants to have this in the public way that Peter can again say and commit himself to this full love. And so he says to him, bless the children. Bless the young impressionable ones, or the impressionable ones who are new in their Christian faith. Now Peter knows his love, and his love is not perfect nor complete. And he uses this less emphatic love word phileo. Excuse me a moment. It's simply a tic-tac, so it's nothing serious. Peter knows that Jesus knows his heart. But with the denial, he cannot say agape. In the Arabian church for many years, they had this symbol, and I think it's a beautiful symbol. There was an ox, and on one side was an altar, and the other side was a plow. And it said over the top, ready for either. I like that. The ox was ready to hook onto the plow and to plow the fields. But it was also ready to be cut up into pieces and put on the sacrifice. Ready for either. So I like that symbol, that I would like to say that I'm that kind of a person too. But there are times when I have less of love for God than I should. Now, Jesus goes on. And he comes back to Peter again. He says, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? Do you have this love called out of you that you would sacrifice yourself for me? Peter, will you do that? Can you commit yourself to that? And Peter was hurt because he was asked now the second time. And he said, yes, Lord, you know that I have a friendly feeling towards you. Peter, wake up. This is Jesus. This is the Son of God. And he's saying to you, am I precious enough to you that you would sacrifice your very life for me? And Peter comes back. I have a friendly feeling to you, Jesus. A friendly feeling. It's sort of an emotional fondness. But he knows he cannot say that he has this kind of agape love. And so when Peter understands this, he knows that Jesus knows his heart, but the denial has shook the very foundation of his commitment. He failed. He denied. He deserted Jesus. How can he now make Jesus believe him that he will care for his sheep? And Jesus says again, care for my sheep. The older ones, be of service. And one is not called by God, by Jesus and God, for status. But we're called to him for service. And here is Jesus coming to Peter now. And he says, Peter, I want you to be of service. And so we are called to service, not to status. It's not for status to go around and to say, oh, we're a Christian, and all that. But we are called to be of service. And our whole life is to be laying at the foot of Jesus. All we are, all we can become, and all that we possess. And this call is for a commitment to Jesus. Jesus then says to Peter, feed my sheep, the older sheep. They must be fed. They must be cared for emotionally and physically and spiritually. And now Jesus comes once more to Peter. He's having three chances to respond the way that Jesus is calling Peter to respond. And so the third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you even have a friendly feeling towards me? Do you even have an emotional fondness for me? Peter, what does this mean to you? Are you even serious? Are you even serious that you have a friendly feeling towards me? And Peter was hurt, the Bible says, because Jesus asked him the third time, and he changed to phileo love. Peter, do you even have this kind of love? You say you can't say that you agape me, that I'm so precious to you, you'd sacrifice your life. Peter, do you even have an emotional fondness? Or are you hiding behind this? And Peter is troubled. And he says, Lord, you know all things. You know that I have a friendly feeling towards you. Peter, as great as a man as he became, at this point he was very, very low in his commitment to Jesus. But at least he was honest, and he was telling him, I do have this second level of love, but I can't tell you that I have this highest type of love for you. But Jesus, you know all things. You know my heart. You know where I want to be. You know the kind of commitment I want to be. You know that. And Jesus says again, feed my sheep. And he calls him to service. And then Jesus informs Peter of his martyr's death. And so as we go down to verses 18 and following, Jesus says to Peter, I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Peter, when you are young, as he was then, you dress yourself. You go where you want to go because you have the strength in your body to do so. And so, Peter, that's what you were like when you were younger. But the day will come. The day will come when you are older, and someone else will dress you and take you where you do not want to go. And I think this is true for us. Jesus hasn't told us we're going to die a martyr's death on a cross. But as we're younger, we can go where we want. As we get older, the body doesn't respond that quick. And so we can't always go where we want to go. We can't always do what we want to do. But history tells us that Peter was crucified on a cross when he died, like Jesus. And so Jesus is telling him, when you were young, you could go where you wanted to. Now, when you become older, someone will dress you for death, to be on the cross. And they will lead you where you don't want to go, to the cross. History also tells us, but the Bible doesn't, but history tells us that Peter, when he was taken to the cross, he requested that he be crucified upside down. He didn't want to be the same as Jesus because he loved Jesus so much. He didn't want to take anything away from Jesus. So it says that he was hung upside down as he suffered his death. But dear Peter, he's still human. And that's something we struggle with all our lives. We are human. And so he struggles. And as they walk away from this experience, there's another disciple, most likely John, and he's following them. And Peter said, okay, Lord, what about him? What about him? So often we try to compare ourselves to someone who is lesser committed to Jesus than we are. And so we try to find someone that we're better than they are so we can say, yeah, look at me. Here I am. And so he asked Jesus, what about him? And Jesus said, Peter, you follow me. I don't have to explain about this other person to you. But I want you, Peter, you are to follow me. And I want you to walk in my path. Jesus never said it would be easy following him, but it would be necessary. And it would be rewarding. Jesus wants us to so live and to so love that we're willing to sacrifice our very life for him. I don't know what that will mean for any of us here. I don't know what it means for me. But that's the kind of love that I want to have for Jesus. And I don't want to be called like Peter and saying, yeah, Lord, I'm friendly towards you. It's kind of nice to know you. But he calls us to the highest form of love and service. There's a little child that prayed one day. Dear God, I bet it is very hard for you to love all the people in the world. There are only 4 people in our family, and I can never do it. But God keeps loving. Loving us day after day after day after day. That's what God does. That's what Jesus does. Loving us day after day. No matter who we are or what we have done, Jesus asked us the same question today. Am I precious enough to you that you're willing to sacrifice your life for me? Do we recognize what Jesus has done for us? If you knew that you were loved, if you were sure that you were accepted, if you were certain that God is for you, that would be good news, would it not? It would be the very best. And I say to you this morning, praise God because you are. You are loved. You are accepted. And God is for you. So as you move out into this new week, know that God is for you. He loves you. He's forgiven you. And he is for you, and he will walk with us day after day after day. Let us pray. Oh God, we praise you this morning because you do love us. You care about us. You forgive us when we ask for your forgiveness. You encourage us, and you give us courage to step each day into the world of hurt and agony. And so lead us step by step that we may respond to you with the kind of love that you ask from us. Thank you, Jesus. Bless each of us this week that we may walk in your footsteps. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.